Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review. Reggie Becton, thank you for listening, EP. Before we get into it, Ken, where did you get this from?
Reddit. Okay. Yeah, I had a recommendation post on the Dead End Hip Hop Reddit community. Shout out to everybody that manages and mods that. It was from Pin Hoodie. So he was the one that recommended this one.
Thank you for the recommendation. This is really dope. But let me give you all a little bit of information on Mr. Becton here. He was born in San Diego, but was raised in PG, Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, PG got some goddamn talent. All that basketball talent, and then, you know, Primo, now this nigga. Like, damn, I really fuck with PG County. So he graduated from Temple University. And then he moved to L.A. And he's been doing music professionally and independently since 2017.
Dope,
right?
That's good for him.
And I know that you'll love this. His biggest musical inspirations are Marvin Gaye, Brandy, Prince, and Avant.
Brandy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
Brandy is very interesting as a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do have like her first two albums, I think. But yeah, I didn't know she inspired listeners like that, especially listening to this music. So that's what's up, man. That's dope. I like something different. Yeah.
That's what's up. But yeah, man, you know, when he moved to L.A., life wasn't all that sweet. But he's been grinding. He's been grinding. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit of background. Ken, there's no way that you could like this and not fucking like Weeknd, like some of these other dudes. You cannot sit across from me and tell me you don't. Do you like this or not?
I do.
So wait. Okay, so pause there. How do you not like Black? How do you not like Weeknd? How do you not like who's the guy? Trap Soul. Oh my God, Trap Soul. Oh, who's that?
Bryson Tiller.
Yes, Bryson Tiller. How do you not like them guys, but you like this?
Because he's actually singing. So, look, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was iffy on this at first. Because, well, Lonely was okay, but I was like, you know, it's still like a couple of different, I mean, samey harmonies that he was doing. Listening definitely didn't quite hit for me. But Love Motion 9, man, the way he started that shit, now I'm like, okay, there we go. There go the pipes. There we go the pipes. So, yeah, that was a good intro.
But that sounds very weak in this, in terms of song structure, how it was crafted, the end results of it.
I like old Weeknd, not new Weeknd.
Okay, there's a difference. Yeah. I give you that. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, that was like the way he broke that shit down.
No, super dope. Yeah. Super dope.
Yep.
And Ghost was my shit.
Yes.
Ghost is my shit. Because I was listening to it and that's when I agree with you. Like when it first starts, Lonely is dope. Listening is kind of like, okay, it feels like a knockoff Timbaland. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then Love Motion 9, I was like, okay, cool. But when Ghost hit, I was like, okay, hold on. Let me go back to the beginning. Yep. Man.
I feel that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't listening right. You know what I'm saying? So Ghost is the one that brought me into the project because it was very surface when I started.
Yeah, 5 is a remix. So, you know, I mean, it counts, but, you know, it don't count because I don't know what these features were doing. Like, that's more of the stuff that I don't like.
But Grace was dope.
Grace Webber was good.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. If we're going back to Ghost, Grace Webber, I'm like, okay, I need to find more of her stuff.
Yeah.
Because she was really good. I thought she and her and Reggie definitely made a good pairing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, like, so I don't know if I was like a complete fan of Lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And Listening was better than Lonely to me in terms of like vocally and maybe song structure. But if I had more love, like, I guess what I'm probably leading into is that Listening, the second track, is a lot more tolerable for me with Love Motion 9 and Ghost coming right after it. So if I take it and put it on the album, I'd be like, okay, I kind of understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's like 50-50. Yeah. You know, it's like two I really, really fucking love and two I don't think are bad, but it's like that new age style that I'm not really fucking rocking
with. Well, you know, it's not even new age style for me. What it was is like, I felt like I've heard it before.
Yeah.
You know, like Lonely and Listening, it's not bad, but that's why I was kind of a little tuned out because it's like, I've heard this.
Yep, exactly.
Like, this is not,
exactly.
You're not doing nothing special. Yep, okay, cool, you in the background. I'm not, you didn't bring me in. Like, why are you unique?
Yep.
And you know, the runs in it, like, at first I was like, okay, he could sing,
mm-hmm.
but he don't really have like crazy range. You know, and I still don't think he has crazy range.
Nah.
And then, you know, when it goes to Listening, it's like, okay, I heard this. But I agree with you, Ken. Love Motion number 9 and Ghost is the foundation of the project.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I almost feel that he should have, I don't know, I think in the sequencing, not because I was about to say he should have switched it, but I honestly think he played it the best way possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think because it is so samey to what is out there, it's kind of like for the fair weather person that's not reviewing, they're going to hear it, be like, oh yeah, I like it because I done heard
it.
But then when you hear the other shit, it's like, oh, he is different.
Yep.
You know, so because I was going to say, man, he should have mixed these up in there, but nah, I think the way he sequenced it is right.
Yeah, no, I won't, you know, because it's only like really
four
songs. So, you know, it's a short EP. So, no, I think it works. I think it works, you know, for whatever it is he was going for. So,
Yeah, but I'm definitely going to check out, you know, some more of his work. Because he's definitely the type of artist that I like to, when I need to get away from hip hop, this is what I like to listen to.
Yeah, so, he's done enough here to make me want to check out his other stuff. Yep. So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, but look, like I said before, man, we got a rule in place. Super short projects. We're not going to give you our favorites, but you can hit us up and let us know what favorites you like off of this. Hit us up in Reddit. Hit us up on social media. Y'all already know. Blow us up, man. Also, I would like to say thank you for the support. We don't really market and promote these things as we should, but you know, it's kind of grassroots, man. It's the Dead End Hip Hop way. We just going to fucking do it. And if it blow up, it blow up. And if it don't, it don't. But we're doing about 1,000 a day. Let's get it to 1,001. Share with one person. That's all I ask. Whether you know them or you don't know them, it is what it is. Just help us grow. And you guys are doing that. So we appreciate that. Also, if you'd like to continue to support us monetarily throughout this journey, hit us up. Cash App, PayPal. But I got one promise for you guys. Tomorrow, there will be another review. We out. Peace.